Did you take that?
I didn't ask you either?
No.
Okay. Alright. So yesterday we started talking about Kli Chashmal, and we said that there are a few heterim that come out from Kli Chashmal. One of them is that since it gets plugged into the wall, and it can only be used plugged into the wall, so it gets a shame mechubal karka, which that we said a lot of places don't like and don't go with it. The basic eitzah that most places can say is either to give it to some type of technician to take it apart, or there's two heterim brought down to the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is, one is if it's a large kli like an oven, a toaster oven, things like that, which is not generally moved around, so it's not mechuyev in tefillah. And the second thing is that if it's arbayim sa, which a toaster oven is not, but a regular oven possibly could be, so that also has a status of mechubal karka. Someone told me that he asked Rabbi Rubin, you know, the mechaber of the Archa Shabbos in Harnov, and he said that a tanner is not a kli. You know, like a kozer. It's not a kli. Only a kli is mechuyev in tefillah. An oven is not a kli, and therefore, who had did probably a toaster oven? He would say the same thing. It's not a kli. It's an oven. And I think that the minig of most people is not to be tevel their ovens or toaster ovens. Now the question is, when you're tevling an electronic item, so first of all, a stick blender, the whole thing is mechuyev to go into the water. Even the part, you know, some of them come apart in two pieces, so even the handle part is mechuyev to go in. And that's because the Mechaber paskens that Yad HaKli is mechuyev in tefillah. The handles of the Kli is mechuyev in tefillah the same way the Kli itself is. The question that is asked is, what about the wire, the plug? Does the plug have to go into the water also? So, most paiskim,
if it's unattached,
you don't need to. But if it is attached, do you have to? So, Ramesha, Ravuzner, Ramesha Halbushtam, and the Minchas Yitzchak all say that does not need to be tevled. It's not part of the etzem chelik of the kli, even though it works by plugging it in. But since it's not part of the etzem kli, they say that it does not need to be tevled.
We need the whole.
The whole?
The whole wire.
Okay, now the question is, why is a fridge not mechuyev in tefillas kelim? Why aren't the shelves, the drawers? Okay, one second. So this is Rabbi Kiva Eger. In Shulchan Aruch, that Rabbi Kiva Eger says that something, he brings in a machlokes, something that's used for storage. You store food in it, but it's not something that you eat out of. Is that mechuyev in tefillah? So he says, he brings in a machlokes, and he says that something that's just machnis lakium is not considered a klisuda, but then he brings down an isav heter that says that if you have a barrel, which he says over there was coated in metal, which I don't know why they would do that, because it ruins metal. For those who know, I don't know, but those who know, wine and metal do not go together. Silver and metal do not go together. It ruins the flavor of the wine. So he says that if you have barrels that were coated with silver, with aver, with metal, then it's mechuyev in tefillah with a bracha. And this was used for storage. It wasn't that they poured out of it. So the Be'er Moshe brings down, this is the Debreziner, he says that it's mechuyev in tefillah. Something that's used for storage is mechuyev in tefillah. The Sefer Tefillas Kelim also brings down, it says that we're not noyik to be tevelet. So it's a big machlokes. Let's say, for example, you have a storage container for sugar, but really sugar is not really a storage container because you... No, so coffee, there you take this stuff out into your cup. But let's say you have a storage bin. What would be a storage bin? So you're saying that would also be. Okay, no, because maybe the sugar comes to your table, so it might have a din klisuda. But let's say you put a cereal. You know, sometimes you put cereal in containers. Or you have something where you would store macaroni in. Right, so these type of containers where you're not eating out of, you are going to pour that into your pot. Does that have a chiyuv tefillah? So... No, a pot you need is for cooking. The Rishonim already say that anything that you put on the fire and you cook in, that's mechayiv in tefillah. But something that you store something in, which is really a step before that, so it's a machlokes. The yesh v'yesh, I think that I don't know if there's a minig not to be tevilat. You know, some people do tevilat, some people don't. But zikha without a bracha. What? No, but this, even though you wouldn't eat out of a pot, but since it's part of the cooking process, then the Rajba or the Rishonim say that it's or something that's part of the cooking process. No, it was lined with metal. He says it's with super behavior. He says so. There, it's a machloek is about tevel zikha without a bracha. It's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to be tevel. So now, coming to the fridge. So the shelves, we understand why you don't have to be tevel, because generally people don't put food directly on the shelves. You put things in containers on the shelves. The only thing is that the bins of the fruit bins, the vegetable bins, those are the drawers that l'chayra, according to those who hold that something that's for storage should be mechuyev in tefillah. Here the food touches it, right? You have the food and the fruit and the vegetables right in there. So according to them, ulchar, which should need tefillah. The only hetter that could be is according to the Aruch HaShulchan, which we said that something which is generally not moved around, so anything that's a part of it wouldn't either need tefillah. So therefore, the drawers, which is really a chiluk of the refrigerator, since it's all those haterim could be, you'll have there too. Right, then anyway also. Usually the plastic, so that it wouldn't make such a difference. But theoretically. Okay, now. Right. So then it comes to, I once had this shayla, that someone was making kiddush, and they needed something to make a trifle in. Right? Like it was cake and the cream, you know, different levels. And the only thing that I had that was usable for that was a vase. And he wanted to use the vase to make his trifle in. And he wanted to know if it's chayv and tefillah skelim. So the Mechaber brings down that if a Jew buys scissors or not a knife to cut to cut things that are not food items, it's not mechayv and tefillah. But if I lend it out to somebody else and that person wants to use it as a kli suda, he is mechuyev to be tevelet. I mean, even though generally we say that when I lend out a kli, it goes according to the original bialim, and if the original bialim doesn't have it as a kli suda, so even though I would want theoretically l'chayre, if I would want to use it as a kli suda, it doesn't make a difference. It goes according to the owner. But here, since I'm using it as a kli suda, the Ramah says you have to be tevelet. Now, the Shach and the Taz both, like Amat Mia, like why should this be? But they both say that you should be tevel it without a bracha. Right. Now the Pri Chadash says that we go baser roiv tashmishay. That means that only if roiv of that kli would be used as. If Rave of the Kli, Rave Tashmisha of this Kli would be Kli Suda, then you would have to. But other than that, you would not have to be Tevel this Kli. And the Pritoyer, which, this is how Rabbi Berkowitz goes, is that it depends on what type of Kli it is. If this guy bought a regular plate or pot or whatever he wants to use, right, there's talking about a knife, he bought a regular Kli Suda, and he decided that he doesn't want this to use this as a Kli Suda. He wants to use this to cut his flowers. So then, we say, if I borrow it from him and I do use it as a Kli Suda, since Be'etzem, this thing, is a Kli Suda, just the original owner decided not to use it as a Kli Suda, if I use it as a Kli Suda, I have to be tabled. So it would come out, according to this, of a vase. I borrow a vase, and the vase is not a Kli Suda. It's not Rav Tashmish, it's for sure not for Suda, and it's not. That's not what it's made for. So therefore, even if I would want to lend it out to someone, he would use it as a suda, for kli suda, it would not need tefillah at all. Now, another very common thing is, when people get married, or before they get married, so you go to a store, and you want to buy all the necessary pots, pans, dishes, everything that you need to buy, and you want the store to be tevelet for you. So some stores, there's two types of things. One store has it where they tevel it and it's everything, and there's pre-tevelled items. And then there are some stores that after you pay for the purchase, then they say, okay, they provide a service for you that they go l'toifel it. So is there a problem with any of these two scenarios? So first, the Beis Yosef brings down that kelim that is in a store is not mukhayif in tefillah. The reason being is because it's called kli schayra, it's not called kli suda, it's kelim which the owner is using to sell. He's not using it as eating, even though maybe once in a while, I hope not, but if he would end up eating off of it, right? So it still doesn't get a status of a kli suda because its function is not there to eat, but his function is it's going to sell it so that someone else could use it to eat. But right now, its function is to sell.
Yeah. The guy says,
I spent a chicken. Yeah, there were about the toaster ovens where people, if you have to be choshish that the companies tested it out with bread and you want to buy one for Pesach, you have to be choshish that, anyway, that's a different shayla. But okay, so the Beis Yosef brings down that if you borrow a kli from a store owner, it's not mechayev in tefillah. If you borrow a kli from a store owner, then it's not mechuyev in tefillah. Whereas the Issa v'heter is chaylik, and he says that if I want to use it as a kli suda, I am mechuyev to be toivlet, even if I borrow it from him. And then we'll see tomorrow exactly when is this negea. It's very negea, the geshayla